Hello guys, and welcome back to a new episode of the Club Song Podcast. We're your host, Marcus Sundin, and alongside me is Alexander Brams, as always. We are finally back with a Gloves episode. We are welcoming Antonio Chavez Borelli onto the podcast today. Antonio joined us for a chat about how it is being a part of a gloves brand, how it is creating gloves, how it is having goalkeepers wearing his own glove brand. Including myself, I recently wore the Glovers gloves this past season in college. It is an honor being a part of Glovers, and especially having Antonio on here on the podcast to talk a little bit about also how him and I got in contact. Alex and Antonio know each other as well, so it's a genuine conversation between three goalkeepers again, like we love it here on the podcast. So stay tuned for a nerdy talk about gloves, and if you stay till the end, I would recommend that stay to the end because Antonio will have a little surprise at the end. So stay tuned. We want to welcome Antonio Borelli to the podcast. Welcome to the podcast, Antonio.
Thanks for having me, guys. Really happy to be here.
It's amazing to have you on, Antonio. We had a little fun chat before starting to record this episode, but today we mainly want to talk about your journey with the glove brand Glovers. Obviously, we reached out to our listeners a few months ago, and we asked what kind of episodes do you guys want to listen more to, and we had a lot of guys reaching back out saying that let's talk a little bit about gloves. We haven't talked about gloves in a while, so we're happy to finally have a gloves episode again. But Antonio, before we jump into the nerdy stuff, we want to get to know you a bit more, so we have four fire questions that we want to ask you. So whenever you're ready, we'll just jump straight into it.
Let's do it.
Gloves on or gloves off?
I would say gloves on for sure, but I will say that after a long session, there's nothing like taking your gloves off and feeling that sense of accomplishment. So that's my answer.
I like that perspective on it. Favorite goalkeeper of all time?
Well, I think I have two. So I'm Italian. I really loved Buffon growing up, but I also studied Casillas a lot when I was a kid. So I'm on the shorter side. So I definitely always look to him for some technique and for some inspiration.
I think we're all in the same boat there, being on the shorter side of the goalkeepers. So we can even talk more about that in this episode as well. But favorite goalkeeper you have played with?
Played with? Wow, that's a good question. I think I've played with a lot of great goalkeepers. But I think the most interesting keeper that I've played with is my former teammate in the Faroe Islands. His name's Roy Zachariasen. And just learning from him about how he sees goalkeeping in the Faroe Islands from such a small country was a great experience for me, very eye-opening. So I'd have to say him.
I was waiting for you to say Alex on this episode.
I'm really disappointed over here, but carry on.
All love, my brother, all love.
Lastly, most important aspect within goalkeeping?
Most important aspect, I think, you know, obviously everyone talks about the mental part of the game. And I actually would attribute the mentality to a lot of the larger steps that I took in my game. But I think it's more of just a holistic understanding of what it takes to be a great goalkeeper, right? So obviously you need to have your shot stopping at a very elite level. And in the game today, you have to have distribution with both feet. You have to have good 1v1 skills. I mean, you really need everything. So there isn't really one thing that you need more than the others. You just need to continue to develop everything on a similar scale. And then as you develop, you're going to have all those parts of your game ready for you, as you develop.
Spot on, Antonio. And before we jump into all the nerdy stuff with gloves, because I know we're going to get carried away by that, I want to talk a little bit about, you mentioned obviously being a smaller goalkeeper yourself. Me personally, I'm 6'1". I know Alex is on the shorter end as well. But we've talked about this before. I think we even have a separate episode of talking about how it's the position has developed into different aspects. So let me give you some insight beforehand. I remember the first few times I came to the US to play in college. I think one of the first questions I got asked in the recruit meetings was in regards to my height. So I would say 6'1" is it's not very tall, but at the same time it's not a tiny goalkeeper. But when then I see it from a European perspective, I see it as more and more goalkeepers in the pro game are around 6'1", 6'2", because we had a data scientist on doing a data analysis on the goalkeeping position, and 70% of the goalkeeper's actions are with the feet. And I think it's scientifically proven as well that smaller goalkeepers are just better with their feet. We are more coordinated. We're quicker with the ball. So when it comes to goalkeeping, I think it's a very divided question. But before I get carried away with my spiel as well, how has your journey as a let's say smaller goalkeeper been? Have you experienced difficulties in the US as well?
Yes and no. I think that, you know, for me personally, I've just had to work for everything that I've had in this game. So I think regardless of your height, it's what you're willing to put into your own game. And the more you work on your own game, the more you're going to find ways to compensate for that. So if it's about crossing and the conception is that, you know, taller goalkeepers will have a better time handling crosses, then you work on your timing, then you compensate for that difference. Or if it's, you know, your angles on shot stopping, you have to understand your game and how it translates to how you're going to improve. So it's always been about just finding what I need to improve on and then improving on it. So there's really not much else than other than that. Obviously the other things, the intangibles, like believing in yourself, continuing to just work hard and believe that you belong there. Because at this point, like you said, the game is kind of going in that direction. But it also depends on the organization. It depends on the manager. It depends on who's involved with the club. It also depends on their own knowledge of goalkeeping. As we know, not everyone is super knowledgeable about the position, isn't super knowledgeable about, you know, the technique, the specific techniques that a goalkeeper takes in any action or game. So it also depends on that. Maybe you have a more open-minded manager and club that wants a goalkeeper who might be a bit on the smaller side, but, you know, can really deliver on the distribution or is really reliable in certain situations. Other teams might just say, you know what, he's taller, that must mean he's better. And that's just the way it is. So, and that's fine. That's their club. That's their business. They can think whatever they want. But for you finding your own path in this game, it's identifying what you're really good at and making sure that you are really, really good at that. And then just bringing the other parts up to par and just being very consistent, being very reliable. I think that's what I've learned.
Yeah, I completely agree. And something I started to think about while you were sharing a little bit about your journey was a good friend of mine, a very, very good goalkeeper. He recently got promoted with his Danish club, and now they're in the best league in Denmark. He was in a Danish podcast where they talked with him a little bit about him being a smaller goalkeeper and how that has affected him throughout his career. And he got really into depth about how he grew up in the best academy in Denmark, but he always lacked a little bit of height. And the older he got, the more coaches would tell him, I don't think this is for you because eventually you're not going to be tall enough to play this position. And he found his own path. He played in the second best league in Denmark for a few years. And then this club got promoted last season. Now he's in the best league in Denmark. He's doing amazing. obviously they have a hard time since they just got promoted. It's not easy to promote and then come up and perform in the best league. But I think what really separates him is his mindset as well. And that's not only about being tall, skinny, not tall, like it's about your mentality. And he also just got called up for the national team as well in Montenegro. So it shows a lot about how step by step, if you do the right things, if you have the right mentality and you have the resilience and grit, then you can come a long way.
Right. And when I think of that, it reminds me that talk is cheap, right? And if you were to listen to all of the things that people say to you over the years, then it's like, then you would quit years ago, right? I think that you can never compromise your goals. I call it a North Star, right? All your actions and your habits and everything that you're working towards is attributed to what you're trying to pursue or create or manifest, right? So if it's almost like you're a train on a railroad, and a train doesn't sway back and forth when there's wind on the journey. It's just a train because it's rooted in the tracks. So if you were to go off course every time a coach said, you know what, I don't think that you're good with distribution, or I don't think that you're good enough with shot stopping. Great. He's thinking that from whatever experience he has knowledge-wise of goalkeeping. Maybe he's super knowledgeable and he's a really good coach, and maybe you actually aren't good at shot stopping, or it's just his opinion. And you got to just let it flow off. Like, you can't let that affect you on your pursuit of what you're doing, or else it's going to be much more difficult to achieve what you're trying to achieve.
Spot on. It's funny with this podcast, because we always end up going in a completely different direction than we're supposed to. So let's get back on track. And Antonio, let's talk a little bit about Glovers. So I was fortunate enough to become a part of Glovers throughout this last season in college. I've really enjoyed being a part of the great team, not only behind it, but also the athletes within that. And then obviously highly valued wearing the gloves throughout the season. So can you share your journey a little bit to the listeners out there about how you were part of building Glovers?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's a great story. It goes back to 4 years ago when we were with Jonathan Lomeli and EGD out in Glendale. And that's where I met Mr. Alexander Brems. So him and I were colleagues out there training early, 6 o'clock in the morning. And one morning, one of our colleagues, Derek Chan, had come to training and he showed me this glove. And I look at the glove, it's this all white glove with a red heart. And immediately I was drawn to it. Immediately I felt resonated with this glove. So from then on, I came on as a part owner and built the brand. And fast forward to now, Derek has ventured on to other things and I'm the sole owner of Glovus. So part of building Glovus has really been about trying to identify why we love what we do, and creating a product that not only is a good quality glove, but because people say that all the time, but really has more of a community behind it and can really have some deep roots into the goalkeeper community. You know, we aren't going to compromise the integrity of the position or the art of the game or anything like that with what we're trying to build. So growing Glovus for me has been more about connecting with people that understand the brand and can resonate with it and connect with it, and then going from there.
I mean, that's amazing. I obviously felt the same being a part of Glovers, you know. And I remember when we got in contact the first few times, it felt right from the first call, you know. And then throughout, obviously, my last season, it was a special journey. I wanted to become something special, and then obviously the glove stands out. I think we can say that. Obviously it's a white glove with a big heart with the Tex Glovers, obviously, and the heart stands out, you know. And I remember not only my teammates, but opponents and coaches asking me about the glove, you know. So that's obviously, that's a good thing that it stands out and it's seen. And I obviously said that, yeah, this is a brand I work with, and it's something that I stand behind, because a heart can mean a lot of different things for each individual. And I think that's where your brand stands out as well, because the heart might mean one thing for me and mean a different thing for you, and a third thing for another of your goalkeepers, you know. So we even had a call, I think it was at the end, I was coming to the end of the season, and we had a call and you asked about how it's been so far. I told a little bit about how I felt comfortable wearing the gloves, and we got into to talk about what that heart meant for me, and you told me about what it meant for you. And again, it was obviously two completely different stories. And I think that's where there's more to it than it's just a glove, you know. It's the love for the position. Again, we have this podcast because we absolutely love talking goalkeeping. We love being goalkeepers, and we love to coach goalkeepers. And the same thing with Glovers. It's such an amazing position, you know. That's why we stay in it, you know.
Can I hear what the heart meant for you guys?
Antonio, yeah, I mean, start. I can yeah, start. Marcus, yeah, I can start, yeah. Because sure. we'll leave it out of the conversation. But I remember a beautiful story you shared with me, Antonio, about one of your goalkeepers. And that's obviously something that stays between the brand and you. But I can obviously share my own perception on it. And I think I see it in different ways. It kind of depends on the moment. It depends on, I guess, the mood. But I remember throughout the season, I would always obviously wear the gloves in throughout training sessions, or wear it in games. And we know as goalkeepers, we're not on 24/7. We're not on active in all 90 minutes. So let's say we are attacking, whatever. Sometimes the game is, we're not that active. I would look at the gloves, and I would always look at the heart, and I would be like, I'll be grateful. I'll be grateful for where I am. I'll be grateful for what this sport have given me. I'll be grateful for what this position have given me. And I would honestly think about how I believe that the goalkeeping position and football in general have shaped me to become the person I am today. And that's obviously, it might be a little bit, I don't know, cheesy, but that's just how I see it. I mean, that's what the heart stands for in my perspective and my experience so far with the brand.
That's great. And first of all, I would never say that's cheesy, because that's your meaning behind it. And if we just went through life not looking at like what we're grateful for or what has meaning to us, then like, what are we doing? That's number one. I have a lot of things to add here, but you know, you were talking earlier about the heart and the power of the heart. And, you know, love is the most powerful human emotion in the world. So when we love what we do, we're going to have that that type of connection to what it is that we're doing and what we're wearing to remind us of that. So for me, what it represents is looking at that heart. And, you know, when I look at the heart, I just say to myself, like, keep going. That's it. Like you said, Marcus, look at where goalkeeping has brought me, what it's afforded me, where it's brought me in the world. All these different things of an opportunity to impact people, to create a community. Those things are priceless things that I really don't take for granted. So it's also just like loving my process, loving my journey of what goalkeeping means to me. You know, growing up and going to trainings, and then just the whole life of it, all of the steps, right, of playing and going to the next level, and then going through the ups and downs of that level and then moving on to the next experience. So it's all about this journey of appreciating that process and loving what you do. And I think this really hit me recently when, you know, you take a step back and you ask yourself why, you know, okay, I'm wearing gloves and I see the heart, but why? Like, why do I play? Why do I love the game? And those powerful questions can really help you reflect on your journey. But yeah, I think, you know, when you ask, like, what does the glove mean to you? I think it's an opportunity for me to spread that love as well, for us to try to build this community and get as many people as possible asking themselves, why do I play? Why do I love what I do? And then I just want to say from Marcus's point of view, it's been great to have you on the Glovis family. It's been great to see you create some very special moments in Florida. And I think one of my favorite moments was seeing you in your last game. Obviously, it was a very emotional game. It's your last college match. You had a really special season. And then there's this clip of you handing your big Glovis gloves to a little boy who's been your fan all season. And he grabs your gloves and he looks down at them with a smile and he sees that heart and he sees the glove. So to me, that means so many different things. It means this little boy has been your fan the whole season. He meets his hero on his last game. He's holding his game-worn gloves. And that is his moment. That's what the heart means to him is that moment of, wow, you know, I this is great. I love this. And you don't know what that heart's going to inspire him to do. He can go on to be, you know, that can impact his life in many ways. So I think that's where I'm getting with this, with Glovis, is like, passing it on, moving it forward. And I mean, Marcus, you did an amazing job of that. And then just one last thing, like just to commend you on your journey of your college career, coming from Denmark, coming to America, going through the college ranks and all of that experience. I think it was perfect that Glovis was able to come in and help you celebrate that career and to really use the glove as a symbol for that.
100%, Antonio, and I appreciate the kind words. I want to share a little bit of insight. His name is Jay, the guy I gave the gloves to, you know, and I remember just him coming to the games and always wanted to say hi after the games. And it was something that gave me a little bit of a fire inside, you know, this is why I do it. This is why I love being a goalkeeper. I love playing this sport. And it just came naturally to me. He was saying hi to me after my last game, obviously. And it felt right to pass on the gloves to a little guy that looks like he had so much enjoyment from watching the sport. And obviously, the school that goes to here at Florida College is a very small school. So a lot of faculty and students obviously heard about it. And I had so many people coming up to me saying how special that was. And but to me, that was natural in the moment, but obviously it had a bigger meaning, you know, and that's obviously, it says a lot about obviously the brand itself as well. But where I'm going with this is this little guy, Jay, he started playing soccer now himself too. And I have a little group chat with his mom. His mom is actually the volleyball coach here at the school as well. And the other day she sent me a clip of Jay running around playing soccer and scoring a goal and just celebrating. So it's just a overall beautiful, beautiful story.
That's incredible. That's incredible. And you never really know who's watching you, right? And part of the Glovis brand as well is holding yourself to a very high standard and understanding that responsibility. And I think as an older goalkeeper who has more experience, you have an obligation to understand that and to make sure you're doing the right things on and off the field, especially if you're a part of Glove Us, to represent that high standard and to tell these younger kids in our communities today that they, with hard work, that they can really achieve something great. I think a lot of young kids need to hear that these days, because it's just different than when we were kids. And I think that's part of Glovis's mission as well, is to really try to share with these kids that, you know, it's okay to hold high standards for yourself, to want more, to not be satisfied with where you're at, and to try to continue to achieve something and to go for your dreams. And one more thing, I just thought of the story actually as you were talking. You know, we have a pro goalkeeper who's now in Australia, but he formerly played in Romania. His name's Harrison. You actually had him on this podcast before. And Harrison is a stand-up guy, great goalkeeper, really represents Glove Us well. And, you know, he has his own meaning for the heart as well. And for him, from what I've seen, you know, what does Glove Us mean? Okay, Glove Us means you are playing in Romania, on the cusp of relegation, and your own home fans, you're walking off the pitch and your own home fans are spitting on you. So he shared that story with me that, you know, in Romania, he's had to really have a strong foundation. So what does Glove Us mean? Glove Us means going through something like that, but still being able to look down at your glove and see the heart and remember why you play. I mean, talk about a moment of like, what am I doing and why am I going through all of this, adversity for what? And then, you know, he looks down at his glove with the heart, and then he's immediately reminded. So that's what I'm saying about the power of the heart, because like you said, it is very unique to each person and it's very strong. It's a strong, like I said, North Star for a lot of people. So I found that it's easier for me to go through a rough patch or some adversity when I know that what I'm doing is still on the path to what I'm trying to achieve. And that heart helps me see it every time.
Amazing stories to sit here and listen to. Usually we say us host a little bit more, but I just love to listen to these stories about the heart and the gloves. But talk to us about the glove itself. All right, so is it 3 millimeter, 40 millimeter? Is it negative? What do you have? How long? Is it neoprene? Is it mesh? Is it whatever?
Love it, Brems. I'm so happy you got into the technical aspects of the glove, right? So the Glovis glove, it's 4 millimeter. But the Glovis glove is, like I said, an all white glove with the red heart. And we offer three different cuts. And we try to keep it as simple as possible, because I think simplicity wins in the long term. So we offer now a roll finger cut, a hybrid cut, and a negative cut. The thing with the Glovis glove is that it's extremely thick. Okay, so it's made like that for a reason. I found that as I was trying to figure out what the best type of feel and cut was, Glovis operates best when it's a little bit on the thicker side. So a lot of thick latex, we have a few pure contact models, and then we just have regular Giga 4 millimeter latex. But what I'm trying to get at is that, yes, you have the neoprene on the backhand, adjustable strap for goalkeepers that like it a little bit tighter, or they want to adjust their wrist tightness. But at the end of the day, I think with how the Glovis glove is made now, three things. Obviously, you have the style, but you have the injury prevention, because it's a very thick glove. And I think this is an important detail, because I know I have struggled with hand injuries, like broken fingers, thumbs, fingers, knuckles, wrists. And the last part is the durability. So the Glovis gloves on average last about 2.5 months. So that's, I would say, about a month longer than the industry average. And I think we really, Marcus can speak to this himself, but if you take care of your gloves, they will last a very long time. And I think that is because they're a bit thicker. I just want to take a step back here, right? Because a lot of people talk about the aspects of their glove and, you know, what latex is it, or what cut is it? And that those things are all great. And I would never compromise explaining that to a gloveless customer. But I think the real question to ask about a glove is, when you put it on, what are you thinking? How do you feel when you put it on? When you put it on and you catch a ball, are you thinking about your glove, or are you thinking about the next ball? Or in other words, is that box checked for you when you put on a glove? Because for me, when I put on a glove, I don't want to even think about it for 1 second. And growing up, I had that problem where I'd put on a glove, but there'd be just a little bit extra space between my fingers. The strap would be annoying because it wasn't really working for me, or my wrist didn't feel secure, or there was something about it that made me think more about the glove in the moment than the actual game. And that was a problem. But ever since wearing the Gloveless Glove, I completely just disconnect from even the fact that I have a glove on, and it's just like part of my hand. And my handling, my shot stopping, catching crosses have all improved. And that is 100% because of the glove. So I will absolutely sit here and talk about the different features of the glove, but that has to have a result. Like, you have to talk about the details of your glove for a purpose. And that is the purpose that Gloveless accomplishes, is actually translating to the game. So I hope that goalkeepers can really take a step back and look at that. And even parents as well, if they're listening to this, who, you know, like, they have no idea how to go about looking for a glove. It's all about comfort for your kid. It's going to protect their hands for injury prevention. And then you want to know that it's going to last a long time. So your investment is going to last you not just 3 weeks or a month. It's going to last you 2 months, even sometimes 3 months. And that's how we kind of look at it at Gloveless.
Spot on. And Tony, I can 100% relate. Last year, I had a little injury, a deep bone contusion in my wrist. And that's obviously something that I had in the back of my head. But then again, 100% feel comfortable and confident wearing the gloves throughout this season. So usually we end up asking our guests about favorite gloves, but I don't think that's a necessary question to ask on this episode. So time flies when you're having fun, Antonio, and we're coming to the end. So we just want to say thank you so much for sharing your journey so far within goalkeeping.
It was my pleasure. Thank you guys so much for having me on today. And I just wanted to quickly say congratulations to you two for what you built here on the podcast. If you really take a step back and take a look at what you guys have created, obviously having the people that you've had on, growing this for the goalkeeper community, and you aren't native English speakers either, so English is your second language. You've built this amazing podcast. It's incredibly impressive, and I'm definitely thankful for it. I remember when I was a few years back, I would even come onto this podcast to look for little nuggets that I could take to help my game. So I think everything comes full circle, and I just appreciate you guys for doing this for the goalkeeper community, and really looking forward to seeing this thing continue to grow.
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words. It means a lot. You know, we obviously do it from pure passion and pure interest for the position. So it's always nice to hear that it have a positive impact on other people. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you have a little surprise for the listeners out there.
Yes, sir. So today, as part of this podcast, Gloveless is going to be doing a special giveaway, and we're going to be giving away a free pair of Gloveless gloves and a Gloveless glove bag. So all you need to do to win this giveaway is to like the post that Gloveless shares about this podcast episode, mention three friends, and post it to your story. If you do those three things, you will be in the running for a free pair of Gloveless, so that you can feel the love that we've been talking about on this podcast for the last 30 minutes. So, and you also get a free glove bag. And the cool thing about the glove bag is that it's really big. And it's like that because as goalkeepers, we also have to fit our gloves and our cleats and/boots in the bag. So got all the space you need. The glove is great. You'd really enjoy it. So let's do this giveaway and follow the rules, and we'll see if you win. Thanks again for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
And to you guys still listening out there, please go follow Gloves On Podcast on your favorite social media, leave a review, and share this with one other goalkeeper for them to keep improving. Catch you on the next episode of Gloves On Podcast.